أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الله نور السماوات والأرض، مثل نوره كمشكاة فيها مصباح، المصباح في زجاجة، الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار. نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس والله بكل شيء عليم.
Dear brothers and sisters, one more time we're talking about the question, a very important question, which is Jesus Christ God? We're trying to provide you with answers and evidences from the Holy Bible that Jesus Christ was not God. Okay, so I'm going to talk about a very important point right now, and I have the Holy Bible with me, okay, as usual. And what I'm going to say now is that Jesus Christ used to obey God. Okay, now let's get some points from the Holy Bible, and I want you to go with me to Matthew. That will be interesting. The New Testament. I want you to go to Matthew 7, 21. Okay, and let's read that together. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now I want you to listen to that one more time and try to understand what Jesus Christ is trying to teach here. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So Jesus Christ is trying to teach the other guy that I only obey God, and you are supposed to obey God, the will of my Father. He didn't say you have to obey my will or to follow my will, the will of my Father who is in heaven. And we said before that Father, the word Father in the Holy Bible, was a metaphor that refers to God. So it doesn't mean that the real Father, or the meaning that we know here in this world. Okay, but it was a metaphor. So, one more time. Lord, Lord, will not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. Okay, so who will get into the kingdom of heaven? Okay, only he who does the will of my Father. It means that there are two different wills. The will of Jesus Christ and the will of his Father. Okay, and the Father of everybody, the Father of every human being, okay, according to the Bible, okay, which is God, or who is God, okay, interesting. So, who does the will of my Father? The will of Jesus Christ is not the will of the Father, because they are two different persons, they are two different things. The Father is Allah, okay, but Jesus Christ is a prophet, okay, they are not one thing here. Okay, interesting. So let's move to Mark 14:35. Mark 14:35. The Gospel of Mark. 14:35. Okay. 35. Yes. Okay, one more page. That's it. Okay, now let's see what we have here. Now, this is what Jesus Christ is saying. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. Can you imagine a God who is distressed and troubled? Whatever. Let's continue. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Wow. A God says that. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible the hour might pass from him. He said, Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. The same idea one more time. It is the will of God, not the will of Jesus. Jesus Christ is talking to God, asking God to help him, to save him from the hands of the Jews, from the hands of the Roman soldiers. Okay? He wanted to escape death. He knew that those people are trying to kill him. And he was praying to God. Okay? He prostrated himself to God. He was praying. Actually, all the words said by Jesus Christ are very human. Okay? It's impossible to say that God is saying this. God is distressed, God is troubled, God is full of sorrow to the point of death. How can we say that? Okay? And also this, not what I will, but what you will. So we have also different wills again one more time. Okay? So Jesus only wanted to follow the will of God. He wanted to obey the will of God. Okay? So because he was not God actually. And I think that what is written here is very frank. And people who tend to say the opposite, I think they're lying to themselves. So let's move also to John, the Gospel of John 12:49. John 12:49, and let's see what we have. Yeah, John 12:49. Okay. Yeah, I guess I have it here. Okay. For I didn't speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. Huh. That was straight. One more time. I want you people who say that Jesus Christ is God, please read this. This is the Holy Bible. It's not me speaking. This is the Holy Bible I'm reading here. This is not the Holy Quran. Okay? It is the Holy Bible. One more time. Okay. John 12:49. Jesus Christ is talking about himself. For I did not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me. Like Jesus was receiving commands. From who? From God. If you're telling me that Jesus Christ is God, so God is receiving commands from God. Now what is this? What is this? This is confusing, man. It's impossible. Jesus Christ was not God. The guy is saying that here. Okay? Jesus Christ is saying that. Listen. Okay? But the Father who sent me commanded me what to say and how to say it. He was just a prophet following the orders of God. I know that his command leads to eternal life. And he wants even the eternal life. He wants to go to paradise, the paradise of God, God's paradise, paradise of light. Okay. Now, let's move to something else. I want you to go to Matthew also. Matthew 9:5. Back to Matthew. And let's have a quick look at this. Matthew, 9:5. Chapter 9. Okay, point 5. Very good. Here we are. Let me read that to you. Which is easier? To say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get out and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, get up, take your mat and go home. And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given such authority to men. Okay? Now, one more time. Jesus Christ could heal this guy who was paralytic. Okay? And he told him that your sins are forgiven. And he told people who are watching that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. Now, what was the reaction of the people? They said, they praised God who had given such authority to man. Because Jesus Christ was a man. He was a human being. Okay? And God gave him the authority to forgive sins on earth. Because he was one of the greatest prophets. But he was not God. And people watching, they understand that. But there are a lot of people in this age and in the past ages, they refuse to understand that Jesus Christ is not God. He's a prophet. Okay. So this is Matthew, and we're reading from the Holy Bible, eh? We're reading from the Holy Bible. Now, in the Holy Bible, one more time, let's go to Matthew 12:28. Matthew 12:28. Okay. Now, another, you know, like, miracle by Jesus Christ here. Okay? He could drive a devil out of a man. He could drive a devil out of a man. But actually, the Jews were not happy with this, and they started accusing Jesus Christ that he's a magician, he's a sorcerer, or something like that. But Jesus Christ defended himself, saying, "But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." What did he say? One more time. "But if I drive out demons by the Spirit of God," by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God. He doesn't do that, okay, without the help of God. He cannot do that without the Spirit of God. God is helping him to do miracles. And that was written also in the Holy Quran. We believe that Jesus Christ did a lot of fantastic miracles. But actually, he was able to do that because God gave him the ability to do that, not because he was God. And this is what Jesus Christ is telling the people. "I drive out demons by the Spirit of God." So he is helped by God to do that. That was a miracle given to Jesus Christ by God. Okay. Now, let's move from Matthew to Matthew. But chapter 14. 14:19. Let's have a look. 14:19. Okay. Now, look at this. Another miracle by Jesus Christ. Hundreds of people sitting around, and he is supposed to feed them. But the problem is that he has a few loaves of bread and two fish or something. Okay. And he's supposed to feed all that people. Now, he said, and he directed the people to sit down on the grass, taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven. Looking up to heaven. He gave thanks and broke the loaves. And I ask you, please tell me, he gave thanks to who? He gave thanks to God. And why did he look up to heaven? He was asking God to help him so he could do this miracle. And he could feed, and he can feed those people. This is what he was doing. Looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. He gave thanks to who? God gave thanks to God? Come on, give me a break. Okay, now let's move to Mark 10:37. Mark 10:37. Okay, 10:37. Interesting. Okay, let's read that. Now he is talking with his disciples. Jesus Christ is talking with his disciples. "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. They replied, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you're asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with? We can, they answered. Jesus said to them, you will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. It is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. One more time. I want you to concentrate on that. Is not for me to grant, because it is for Allah. Allah is the only, Allah can only grant these places, not human beings. And Jesus Christ is not God. This is why he told him that it's not in my hand. I cannot do that. I cannot decide if you're going to sit on my left and my right. He cannot decide that. Because he's not God. Okay? He's not God. He's just a prophet. He delivers the messages of God. Okay? But God has the final decision. Who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? Okay. So, now we are in Mark. Okay, let's leave Mark and go to Luke 5:22. Luke 5:22. Interesting. 5:22. Now, let's read that together. Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home. Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, we have seen remarkable things today. It's the same story that we talked about before. The same idea also. Jesus was given the authority to do miracles on earth. But he was given this authority by God, because he was not God actually. Let's move from Luke also 5:22 to Luke 10:22. Now let's see what we have. Okay. Good. Let me read that to you. This is what Jesus is saying here. All things have been committed to me by my Father. All things have been committed to me by my Father. All things have been committed to me by my Father. Everything I have is given to me by my Father. It's given to me by my God. He's not God, people. He's saying that. All what he has is from God. I mean, I don't know what you need to understand that Jesus Christ is not God. This is very clear. This is what we understand from the first reading. If we brought a guy who is not a Muslim and he is not a Christian, and we gave him this book, and he is going to read the Gospels, he will be damn sure that Jesus Christ is not God. He will be serious that Jesus Christ, he will be sure that Jesus Christ is not God. No kidding. This is what the sentences are saying, the words are speaking in the Holy Bible, that Jesus Christ is not God. He's saying that sometimes, people are saying that, you know, like, let's move to another point also, and we're still in Mark. I want you to move to chapter 11:20. Now let's have a look. 11:20. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. One more time. But if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. By the finger of God. He's driving the demons by the finger of God. By the finger of God. And in another gospel, by the Spirit of God. I mean, Jesus Christ is speaking, people, here. He's declaring that he's not God and he's doing miracles by the hand of God. In the same story, we found Jesus Christ saying, I drive devils by the Spirit of God. And now the same by the finger of God. What do you want Jesus Christ to say more than that in order to prove to you that he's not God? Now, let's move also to another point. And we'll get out of Luke and we move to John 3:2. John 3:2. John 3:2. Interesting. Okay. Yes. John 3:2. Let's read that. Now, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. This is Nicodemus' witness. This is what Nicodemus is saying. Nicodemus, okay, was a very good fella. And he believed in Jesus Christ. And there is a gospel that is named the Gospel of Nicodemus. But it's part of Apocrypha, the apocryphal books. Okay. And it's not the right time to talk about that right now. But let's get back to Nicodemus. He said to Jesus Christ, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miraculous signs you're doing if God were not with him. Now, I can say that Nicodemus is a guy who has understanding. Nicodemus is a guy who knows exactly what he's talking about. Okay? Now, he's telling us that nobody can do these miracles without the power of God, and this is what we believe in also. This is our belief. This is our belief as Muslims. We believe in this. Okay? We believe that Jesus Christ is great. Jesus Christ is a great prophet, and he did all the miracles, but by the hand of God, because he was not God. And Nicodemus is saying that here. He said, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. No one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. What do we need more than this? I mean, even a guy from the gospel itself. Okay? He's given us a very strong witness here. Let's move to John 5:30. John 5:30. Okay. Now, let me read that to you. John 5:30. Where are we? 5:30. Yes. Wow. You will like this part. Interesting. I want you to listen carefully to what Jesus Christ is saying. And please convince me, how can I believe after this that Jesus Christ is God? By myself, this is Jesus Christ speaking, huh? By myself, I can do nothing. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just. For I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Very clear. Very clear. Come on. By myself, I can do nothing. A God that cannot do nothing is a God that doesn't deserve to be worshipped, actually. And sorry, Jesus Christ was not God. I can do nothing. By myself, I can do nothing. Yes, because I cannot do any miracle without the help of God. Without God helping me. Now, if this is not enough, let's move to John 14:15. 14:15. Okay. 14:15. I like this one. Jesus Christ is talking to his disciples. He's saying, if you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. I will ask the Father. He said, I will ask the Father. Because he cannot say, I will send you a counselor, because actually he cannot do anything without asking God first. One more time. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He cannot do that by himself. He needs to ask the Father first. He needs to ask God first, because he's not God. One more time, and you're going to find that interesting. Listeners to the Book of Acts. The Book of Acts, and exactly chapter 2. Chapter 2, the Book of Acts, chapter 2, 222. Interesting. 222. Yes. Here is Peter speaking. Peter teaching. He says, men of Israel, he's talking to everybody, men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles. Wow. One more time. Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man, Jesus of Nazareth was a man, okay, accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs which God did among you through him. Wow. The guy is giving you just the truth, simply. Jesus Christ was a man, like you and me and all people all over the world, okay? He was a man doing miracles. Why he was doing miracles? Because God gave Jesus the ability to do miracles, not because Jesus was God. This is Peter. And by the way, Peter was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. He was not a Muslim, eh? Okay? So, and this is from the Holy Bible, not from the Holy Quran. Okay. Now, I have a very interesting evidence also from Matthew. So, we need to go back to Matthew. I know you missed the guy. Matthew, very interesting book, chapter 5, 8. I love it. Okay, very good. Let's read that. Matthew 5, 8. That's it. Now, listen to this. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Okay, now. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So Jesus Christ is telling us here that those who have pure hearts will see God. And what you understand from this sentence is that those who have black hearts, okay, they will not see God. Okay? One more time, I'm going to read to you what Jesus Christ said exactly. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. People who have clean hearts, they will see God. And you understand from this that those who don't have pure hearts, they will not see God. Simply. Okay? But actually, if Jesus were God, everybody saw him. Good people saw Jesus Christ, and bad people saw Jesus Christ. People who had pure hearts and people who didn't have pure hearts. Even Caiaphas saw Jesus Christ, the biggest guy in the temple. And he was one of the guys who tried to kill Jesus Christ and crucify him. And according to the gospel, that Jesus was crucified on the hands of bad people, of course, not good people. And they saw him. If Jesus was God, okay, so those bad people were not supposed to see him. Why? Because Jesus Christ told us that God will be seen by people who have pure hearts. Well, actually, everybody saw Jesus Christ. Why? Because simply, Jesus Christ is not God. you're going to ask me a question, who is Jesus Christ? If he's not God, I tell you, he is a prophet. What a nice word. Okay? It's a word that gives you relief. Because actually, this is what the book says. But when you get away from the book and you start twisting the words and the verses in order to believe in what you like and what people are telling you, you will find everything confusing. But when you simply say that, yeah, Jesus Christ is a prophet like any other prophet, it's very simple, very close to the mind. But actually, you're not supposed to listen to what I'm saying. We're supposed to listen to the Holy Bible. And this is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to speak from the Holy Bible. Do you want to know if Jesus Christ was a prophet or not? Go to Matthew 10:40. You'll love it. Matthew 10:14. 10:14. Matthew. Okay. Let me read that to you. Now, Jesus Christ is talking to the disciples. One more time. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives the one who sent me. Anyone who receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, will receive a prophet. Okay? Anyone who receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And anyone who receives a righteous man, because he's a righteous man, will receive a righteous man's reward. Okay? We got the idea here. So one more time, he who receives me receives the one who sent me. So Jesus Christ was a messenger of the one who sent him, and the one who sent him is God. So Jesus Christ is a messenger, okay, sent by God. Interesting. So it is not enough for us. We don't believe in this evidence. It is not clear. Okay, let's move to Matthew, also 21:10. If you didn't like that, we are in Matthew also. And I can give you another evidence that Jesus Christ is a prophet and he's not God from the Holy Bible. Okay, 21:10. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is what people, even at the time Jesus Christ, believed. They believed that Jesus Christ was a prophet. From where did these people got the belief that Jesus Christ is God? From where? From nothing. From the air. Those people said, "The prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." They confessed that Jesus Christ is a prophet, not God. If this is not enough, why don't we go to Mark 6:4? Let me take you on this nice trip. Mark 6:4. Very good. Mark 6:4. Okay. Jesus said to them, now let me give you the story from the very beginning. It's interesting here. Okay, now Jesus Christ was teaching. But the disbelievers, okay, started to make fun of Jesus Christ. Okay, they were so arrogant and they despised actually Jesus Christ. So they said, "Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house, is a prophet without honor." Now, people who speak English, they understand this very well, and they understand that Jesus means by that he is a prophet. He is a prophet. One more time. Okay? They are taking offense at him. They are taking offense at him. And Jesus Christ's reaction was this. He said, One more time. Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor. So, Jesus Christ is trying to say, yeah, I am a prophet, and I am from this town, and because I am a prophet, and I am from this town, you're not honoring me. You're not respecting, you don't respect me. So, Jesus Christ is saying that he is a prophet. Why are you coming to us to say that he is God? Do you want us to believe you? Do you want us to believe you? And we're not supposed to believe Jesus Christ? You are truthful and Jesus Christ was a liar? No. No, never. Jesus Christ was telling the truth. He's a prophet. Okay? And people who say the opposite, they're liars. But let's move now from Mark. Why don't we go to Luke 4:24? Luke 4:24. Let's see what we have in Luke 4:24. Okay. 4:24. Let me read that to you. The same story also. The same situation repeated in Luke. Okay. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, physician, heal yourself. Do here in your hometown what we have heard that you did in Capernaum. I tell you the truth," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath, in the region of Sidon." Okay? Jesus Christ is saying that he is a prophet. No prophet is accepted in his hometown. This is why he is refused by his relatives and his people. Okay? And he is also giving them an example of another prophet. So he's trying to say, I am a prophet. And because I am a prophet, and I'm living in this, and this is my hometown, you cannot accept me. How clear. Luke 7:16. In Luke 7:16, what do we have? Let's see what we have here. Okay. Now we have one of the miracles of Jesus Christ. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin. And those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. What did they say? "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." A great prophet! A great prophet has appeared among us. God sent a great prophet. This is what the people said. They didn't say, "Wow, Jesus Christ is God." Why didn't they say that? Because from the Old Testament, they understand very well that Elisha raised the dead. And they know that God gave this miracle to many prophets before Jesus Christ. This is why they know that Jesus Christ is a prophet. Okay, so, Jesus Christ is not God. Even people who saw these miracles with their own eyes, when they saw these miracles, they said, "A great prophet has appeared among us." Okay, now, we're done with Luke, 7:16, let's move to Luke 7:28, and we are in the same chapter. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now look at this. I tell you, this is Jesus Christ speaking, eh? I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. Look at how he is talking about himself. The one who is least in the kingdom of God. The one who is least in the kingdom of God. Jesus in the kingdom of God. Part of the kingdom of God. He's not God. He's part of the kingdom of God. One more time. I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And if Jesus Christ were God, how can God make a comparison between him and a human being? Can we say that? Impossible. God is compared with a human being, and we know from the Old Testament that God cannot be compared with anyone or anybody. This is what the Holy Bible says. And I explained that in other episodes. We clarified this. Now let's move to another proof. And I want you to go to Luke 9:48. Luke 9:48. Okay. Where are we? Yes. 48. Interesting. Listen to this. Then he said to them, "Whoever welcomes this little child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. For he who is least among you all, he is the greatest. Whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." Welcomes the one who sent me. I am sent. Sent by who? By God. Because Jesus is a messenger. These are the words. This is what the words are saying. Now go to Luke 10:16. What do we have here? "He who listens to you, listens to me." This is what Jesus Christ is saying. "He who rejects you, rejects me. But he who rejects me, rejects him who sent me." Okay? One more time, Jesus Christ is telling us that he is sent. He is a messenger. He is a prophet. Okay. Another point. Luke 13:33. Okay. Jesus is saying, "I must keep going today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." What is he saying? And people understand that in this context, Jesus Christ is talking about himself. Listen one more time. "For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." Why is Jesus talking about himself saying prophet? If he were God, why didn't he say that? He said about himself that he's a prophet. But people really insist that he's God, and this is actually like crazy. Like Jesus Christ is saying something, and a lot of people are trying to say the opposite, and whom are we going to believe? But for me, I'm going to believe Jesus Christ. I'm not going to believe people who say that Jesus Christ is God, because Jesus Christ is telling me that he's not God, he's a prophet. This is what Jesus Christ is saying in the Holy Bible. I want anyone to bring me a sentence from the Holy Bible in which Jesus Christ said, "I'm God, please worship me." Impossible. It was not written, something like that was not written in the Holy Bible. John 3:2. Let's move to John 3:2. And see what we have in John 3:2. Okay. Oh. Okay. Let's read that. We gave this example before, we say it again. Nicodemus, saying to Jesus Christ, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him. Okay. I want John 4:19. John 4:19. Very interesting. The story of the Samaritan woman. Okay. And I want you to concentrate on this. After Jesus made the miracles with the lady said to Jesus Christ, Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. I can see that you are a prophet. This lady saw the miracles with her own eyes, but she didn't say, I see your God. Because at this time it was impossible for anybody to think that Jesus Christ is God. No! You are saying that Jesus Christ is not God. Even the lady after the miracle, she said, I see, sir, you are a prophet. So the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. But what did Jesus Christ say when the lady said that? Was he angry because she didn't say that you are God? No, he was not angry. He was not angry and he didn't comment on that. Okay? Because the lady was not lying. She was saying the truth. You are a prophet and he was a prophet. Okay, now we move to another evidence also from the book of John, Gospel of John. And I want you to go exactly to chapter 11:41. 11:41, a very interesting story. Jesus raises Lazarus from the dead. A miracle. Now, Jesus once more deeply moved came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? He didn't say the glory of me. Glory of God. Okay. So he took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, looked at heaven and said, looked up and said, Father, God, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out. Now, this is a miracle, yes, I confess. And Jesus Christ did this miracle. But what is Jesus Christ saying here? He's looking up at heaven and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, that you have answered me, that you have helped me to do this miracle. Because these miracles were done by the help of God. I knew that you always hear me. Every time I do a miracle, you help me to do it. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. I'm just doing these miracles in order that these people may believe in me as a messenger. This is what Jesus Christ is teaching people. Okay, now, if these evidences are not enough for you to believe that Jesus Christ was a man and he was not God, now let me give you something else. Jesus Christ used to pray. Jesus Christ used to pray. A God who prays? Is that logical? But if someone said, no, 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 Jesus Christ didn't pray, I'd say, no, the Holy Bible tells us that Jesus Christ used to pray. How could God pray anyway? How could God pray? Now, let's go to Matthew 14:23. I've got a lot of evidences on this point, by the way, and I'm going to read everything for you. 14:23. Matthew 14:23. Okay, now let's see. Okay. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. He went by himself to pray. Because Jesus was not God. If he were God, to whom was he praying? To whom was he praying if he was not God? Okay. Matthew 26:39. Let's see what we have in Matthew 26:39.
Okay. Now, interesting. Listen to this.
Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. He fell with his face to the ground. He prostrated himself like the Muslims do in their prayers. We do that all the time. Muslims prostrate themselves. They touch the floor with their faces when they pray to God. They prostrate themselves to God. They try to make themselves humble to God. Okay? Now, listen to this. This is the Bible speaking. Okay? Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed. My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. This is very clear, very human. He's praying, he's obeying the will of God. Now let's move to Matthew 26:42. Matthew 26:42. One more time. He went away a second time and prayed. Okay, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink it, may your will be done. He's telling God that, God, I'm all yours. Do whatever you like with me. He's surrendering himself to God. Okay, as, it is the same idea of Islam. Islam is called Islam because the word Islam means in Arabic to surrender yourself to God. This is what Jesus Christ is saying here. He's given up himself to God. He's surrendering to God. How can anybody comes to us and say, no, Jesus Christ is God. To whom is he praying if he's God? I'm talking to same people here. Okay, another point also. We're done with Matthew. Let's move to Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. Mark 1:35. Okay. Look, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Another gospel is telling us that Jesus Christ used to pray. What is this God who goes to pray every once in a while? Okay, it's impossible. Another evidence. We need another evidence. Okay, so Mark 6:46. And we're talking about Jesus praying to God. 6:46. Okay. Now, that's it. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. After leaving them, he went up on a mountainside to pray. Another evidence. 14:32. Mark also. 14:32. Let's see what we have. 14:32. Yes. Jesus and John along with him. And yes. He took Peter, James, and John along with him. And he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said to them, stay here and keep watch. Don't look farther. He fell to the ground. He fell to the ground. He fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Praying, prostrating himself, obeying God, he's not God. Jesus Christ is not God, simply. Luke, back again, Luke 6:12. Luke 6:12. Okay. Now let's see. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying to God. Wow. That was very clear here. One more time. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying to God. How clear? Everything is clear here. This is very clear, actually. I want you to see this. I like this so much. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying to God. Praying to God. Praying to God. If he were God, to whom was he praying? Huh? Jesus Christ is not God. And this is what the Holy Spirit was saying. One of those days, Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spend the night praying to God. Come on, people. Now, let me move to Luke 9:29. Yes. Okay. Now, let me read that to you. About 8 days after Jesus said that, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. Whatever. Okay. But as you see, praying one more time on a mountain. Okay. Now Luke 11:1. Okay, let me read that to you. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples. Because John was a prophet. Was John God? No, he was not God. John was a prophet. And this is what this disciple understood also. He told Jesus, taught us as John taught his disciples. Okay, because you are a prophet and John is a prophet and I want you to teach me as John taught his disciples. Okay, now, and he saw Jesus Christ praying, so he wanted to learn how to pray. And what did Jesus Christ say? Listen to this. He said, when you pray, say, and that means that this is what Jesus Christ says in praying. Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Surrender to God. Obeying God. Praying to God. Jesus is not God. Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for spending this time with me. I hope to see you in other episodes. See you inshallah. And goodbye for now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.